You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick. Very much looking forward to this conversation. In the almost 7 years we have done this show, I do not believe we have ever featured this organization or any of its representatives before. So it sounds like an intriguing organization doing some interesting work. So I'm looking forward to getting into it. We're joined this morning by Colin McClure. He is the vice president of the Upper Chattahoochee chapter of Trout Unlimited, as well as Jim Bird. He's in charge of the Trout in the Classroom program, also known as TIC with Trout Unlimited. Colin, Jim, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Colin, let me ask you just off the top here very quickly, give the audience an overview of what the Georgia Council of Trout Unlimited is all about.
Sure. So the Georgia Council is kind of like the umbrella chapter TU that handles all of the chapters in Georgia, or manages all the chapters in Georgia. Right now, president of that is Carl Riggs, and he is also the head of our Blue Ridge chapter. And I think we have 12 chapters now in the state, and they also do put on programs like our Trout Camp that just finished up here a couple of weeks ago. Happens every June.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for that. So you mentioned there are 12 chapters. You two represent the Upper Chattahoochee chapter of Trout Unlimited. So tell me about, what is a chapter? Is it five guys? Is it 500 people? I mean, just give me an idea of what your typical chapter looks like and how you get involved in it and what it looks like.
Chapters are broken out regionally or geographically within the state. So if somebody signs up to be a member of Trout Unlimited, they are then assigned automatically based on their address to chapter nearest them. Doesn't mean that that's the one that they have to be a member of. The Upper Chattahoochee chapter is kind of based around the North Atlanta area, all the way down into the city itself. It has about 1,000 members.
So that's a lot bigger than I was anticipating. That's really sizable. I was not expecting that amount of people. That's really exciting to hear. And how often do you meet? I mean, how do you become a member? Is it just making application? Do you have to go through a long initiation process? How do you become involved in this?
No. We're pretty easy to join. Just show up. No, like I mentioned, that when you sign up for Trout Unlimited, we have 300,000 members across the country. You are automatically to that chapter. That gets you on our email list. We put information out, not only on email, but on social media and other traditional methods. Our meetings are open really to anyone who wants to show up once a month, the fourth Tuesday of the month. And we do that from January through October. We take November and December off. There's also a small group of us who are kind of what we call a board level, who meet a couple other times during the year. It's where we really set out what our agenda is locally and how we're going to kind of address different things that we see that are happening in our region and do some planning around that type of thing.
The membership is very reasonable. It's $35 a year, and we have lower rates for teenagers. Great majority of funds go to conserving, protecting, and restoring cold water streams. That's the focus of the council for the cold water streams in North Georgia that support trout. High percentage of our funds go toward achieving that mission.
So it's not just a bunch of fishermen just enjoy the process. There's more noble calling here. I mean, I was going to ask you what the typical profile, who's a member of this? Is it a very serious guy who fishes, or is it someone who's just interested, or is it all of the above?
Well, that's interesting that you asked that. You know, I first joined it when I started fly fishing just to find some local fishing buddies. I did not find local fishing buddies initially. What I did find was a group of highly active people who were working on different issues in and around the state and basically trying to help conserve the, like Jim said, our cold water fisheries. And there's other things we do too, the local level. We're working on educating youth, not only about fishing itself, but about conservation and what it takes to have a healthy water system and learn about bugs, learn about issues that these water systems face and things like that.
I do a lot of work in the water wastewater industry, and I have come to the conclusion is that most citizens have no idea about the complexity of the water system and don't appreciate it and respect it. So I commend you and this organization for trying to educate people on it. That's a very, very important. All right. So what's really cool about the work with Trout Unlimited is that you guys have all different kinds of educational programs and activities. And after the break, we're going to dive into all of that. So Cullen, Jim, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
For many of us, buying a home is the largest purchase we will ever make in our lifetime. So it's important to know that the home you buy will be comfortable, easy to maintain, and energy efficient throughout the year. And that's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice program. Right Choice homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. I'm home expert Ty Pennington. Make sure you watch my video at jacksonemc.com and find out why a Right Choice home is the right choice for you.
All right. I am back with Cullen McClure and Jim Bird of the Upper Chattahoochee chapter of Trout Unlimited. Gentlemen, so I mentioned, teased right at the end of the top half of the show that there are a lot of programs and educational opportunities that Trout Unlimited is involved. So, Cullen, why don't you just lead us off and give us an overview of some of those major programs that you're all about?
We do think that educating kids and looking really at developing our next generation of conservationists and trout fishermen and women, that's really important. So one of the things that we do in and around April is lead a group of around 36 kids that we call the Rizzio Fly Fishing Clinic. And again, they learn about bugs, they learn about the watershed, they learn about tying flies, knots, different types of equipment, and also get out and cast a little bit as well. And this year, we're trying to get that and add to it by also adding in a day that we can take these kids fishing and get them on the water somehow. So we're looking at different ways of doing that this summer. Trout Unlimited nationally is also started something recently where it's called the Veteran Services Program, and I'm one of the co-leads of that in our Atlanta chapter. And it's really important that we support veterans who have been overseas and fought in our wars, but also who are still active service members and what's happening to their families, who's taking their kids fishing and things like that. So we have special rates for veterans. In fact, we, in our local chapter, we support that by giving a free membership. So how that manifests itself in Atlanta is we support something called Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. And that's a group of over 200 programs in the country. We have one in Atlanta. It's growing. I help lead that. And most of the volunteers who are active in that program are local TU members. Beyond that, we also try to support other initiatives that are happening in and around the water. So Chattahoochee Riverkeeper is a great example of a group that we try to support, you know, their initiatives. We try to support the initiatives of the Georgia Women's Fly Fishing Group, Casting for Recovery, which is a great organization that I believe is nationwide that shows benefits of fly fishing from a stress relief, but also for a physical relief for women who have suffered breast cancer.
That's an impressive list of activities. I mean, I'd love this idea, this push to getting kids out under the water. I mean, I'm sick and tired of seeing them, their heads buried down into their phone and their video games. They need to get out and breathe some air and see nature and begin to appreciate and respect the environment around them. I just feel like they're so closed off from that these days. So again, I commend what you all are about, just trying to expose our youth to the wonders of fishing and getting out there in the environment and being involved in that and getting out of the house, goodness gracious. And boy, great stuff on the veteran.
You say that, it's funny. I opened this year's Rizzio clinic when we were addressing the parents, and I said, you know, one of the things that I would be doing, it's a magic trick. And they all kind of looked at me quizzically, and I said, well, for the next 6 hours, they're not even going to look at their screen, all nodding in appreciation. The other thing that I think is so important, something that the Jim heads up for us, it's called Trout in the Classroom. And what he's done is truly remarkable. It's probably the biggest and most impactful thing that we have going on in our local group.
Well, Jim, why don't you get into that?
Yeah, I can cover that. We've got a couple of years ago, we were involved in 3 schools. We've ramped it up now to 10 schools in the local Atlanta area. It involves over 500 kids in school. they are raising something over 1,000 trout in the classroom from eggs that we bring to them, and then we release those into the Chattahoochee River. It really is a hands-on learning experience for the kids. We get involved in water chemistry, testing and analysis, a lot of emphasis on ecosystems, the sensitivity of the trout streams that we have in Georgia to give them a real, hopefully, an appreciation for the sensitive environment that we have. A couple of the schools are autistic kids, and we have found it's a great learning experience for the hands-on type activity that autistic kids relate to mostly. One school is inner city kids who've mostly never been in the woods, so that's quite an experience to have a release event, take them up to the Chattahoochee River and get them out into the environment. Some of them name the trout and just really get involved in raising them. We'll bring them eggs, and they take it from there. They hatch the eggs in a tank and cool water system that we provide to them and grow the trout through the school year, and we typically would have a release event with a lot of volunteers that help with related events, and they release their fingerling trout into the hooch and hopefully learn a lot and respect the environment in the process.
That kind of learning is the true, in my view, the true learning opportunity, right? I mean, if you to sit there and read from a textbook and listen to a teacher lecture, yeah, I get it, but it sounds like the hands-on experience that you're providing these kids, these students, is that's the kind of education that's going to have a lifelong impact. So again, I commend you all on that. Sounds like an amazing program. If I'm listening to this and I have a school that's currently not involved in, how do I reach out to you guys to get involved in something like that?
Probably the best is email address, which would come to me, and that would be tic@ucctu.org. That goes through our local chapter and would come to me, and then I would follow up with them and explain the program to them. We're continuing to recruit schools and would certainly have interest in contacting any new schools that would have interest in the program.
That's great. Appreciate you offering that. And Colin, let me ask you to share information on how people can learn about all these other wonderful programs that you all are involved in.
The biggest best way is to come to a meeting. Like I said, our meetings are on the fourth Tuesday of the month, and they're held at Ippolito's restaurant on Oakenbridge Road in Roswell. And if that's not possible, we do have a website. It's ucctu.org. We're also active on Facebook and Instagram. We really do look forward to meeting members once they do sign up for TU and get assigned to our group. Typically at a meeting, we have around 40 to 50 people who show up. We're doing some things that we think are going to help reach out to that younger generation, not just kids, but people in their 20s and 30s who are going to be having kids here soon, really trying to grow that segment. One of the ways we're doing that is our Clean My Water campaign. It's really more of a game that's being played on social media right now, and we're really seeing some positive effects of that. So really, the Clean My Water campaign is, as we're out fishing or enjoying the river by walk along it, swimming, but however we're using it, that we pack out some trash. And as fishermen, we normally have a net hanging off of us. So we really are encouraging people to fill their net as they leave the water that day and take a picture of it, post it to their social media, and tag it with #CleanMyWater and as well as @UCCTU. People can see what other people are finding in the river, and then we are offering different prize packs each month.
Well, that sounds like an amazing program. And like I said earlier, I have a profound appreciation for our water system and all the help that it needs. And so grateful to you all and your organization for the important work you're doing there. And yeah, that needs to start spreading virally. We need to get more and more people aware of these things and taking hands-on action. One person can make a difference. Well, gentlemen, so grateful for your time. I look forward to continue to keep in touch with you and have you on the show down the road to continue talking about some of your programs and further educational opportunities. Colin McClure, he's the vice president of the Upper Chattahoochee chapter of Trout Unlimited, and Jim Bird is in charge of the TIC program, the Trout in the Classroom program. Colin, Jim, thanks again for making time to join us.
Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of all of us at the radio show, I am Todd Schneck. Thank you for tuning in today. That's all the time we have. Look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.